Thursday night, the second shiur in Masechet Shviyos, in the new series, Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis. We learned the beginning of the Mishnah last week, the Knas on people who work their fields on Shviyos, to what degree there is a Knas. Yeah, so the first part of the Mishnah talked about working your field be'isser and isser. Now we're up to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Actually, Chavav Amud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor, the last line. Now we're talking about Beheter. Everything's Beheter. Be'shama Yoimim Me'noichlin Peiros. No, it is the first line of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. Beishama yomer menoichlin peiros shviyos betov. Ain ochlin, you're not allowed to be machzik tov. You're not allowed to be machzik tov. Beishama, you say, you're not allowed to be machzik tov. The owner is mafkir the land. Mafkir the peiros. Here we are. I just want to wait. There's two types of. The Tova here, Rav Chaim brings it down in the Derech Emuna. Tova could be a machzik tov that you say thank you. Pashut, you say thank you. The first line on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
No, in Derech Emuna.
Vav Kuf Chav. The Tova means Shiyachzik Tova Labailim. That's saying thank you, being makir tov to him.
So that means that the owner of the field is saying thank you by letting him have fruit?
No, the person taking the food is saying thank you to the owner of the field.
Oh, he's not allowed to say thank you?
According to Beis Shammai. Ein noichlin peiros shviyos betova. You're not allowed to say thank you. Oh, sheno tol mimeno rishus. Or, he brings down from the Rashmi Shans and Idias. A second pshatim betova that he... In other words, he's treating the guy like a balabayas. Either he's asking him permission or he's saying thank you. So, because you're making it look like he's a balabayas. It's not an issa d'oraisa. I think you're treating it as if he's the balabayas.
But it's not an issa d'oraisa.
I doubt it. Marafulda says, "Betover osur dein machzik and tover labaylam." Rachmon Afkarinu. So that's Beishamai Shito. Ubeishilul Omrim. Betova Vishalo Betova. Beishilul say it's Mutter. Beishilul say it's Mutter. Now, the reason they say Shalo Betova is because we'll see there's a problem with Shalo Betova also. Shalo Betova has a downside also. The downside of Shalo Betova is a gzeira to other years where you'll help yourself to other people's food. That's the downside of Shalom Betova. There's a shita in Idyas, according to one girsa, that you're not allowed to take a Shalom Betova, even on Shvius. The reason Beis Hillel speak out Shalom Betova, why do they have to speak out Shalom Betova for? Does it say Beis Hillel Omer? It's mutter. So the reason they speak of Shalom Betova is because, as we'll soon see, there is a downside to Shalom Betova too, to the degree that there's a Mandiyomer and Idiyus that has a different gears than the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and there's actually one Mandiyomer that holds you're not allowed to eat it Shalom Betova. And the downside to Shalom Betova is you get into a Srach Kaneva. You get used to helping yourself to other people's property without their permission, without being machzik toif. Al kaponim, that's the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here. Whether you could eat it betova or not. Now the Rambam Grada has a different interpretation of betova. Hold on. The Rambam... Wait a minute. That the balabayas, the balasoda, is the one... He is not allowed to act as if he's doing the guy a favor. That's the Rambam. So again, Betova had three interpretations. It had asking permission. It had saying thank you. That's mitzad the taker. The Rambam says mitzad the giver is that the Baal of Soda acts as if he's giving him a big favor.
So then, which way is the
Chumrah
according to the Rambam?
They're all the Chumrah. Tova is, but also that's Mutter.
Yeah,
Eichlin Peiris, that the Rambam passes like Beisul. Eichlin Peiris, Betoiva, Vishaloi, Betoiva. We're not. The Mutter lacks it. Good. The Rambam interprets Taiva that the Balabais is the one doing the Taiva, is the one acting as if he's doing him a Taiva. Okay. Rather, Rav Chaim here brings on a machlaikas. There's an interesting machlaikas, I'll mention it. Thus, when we pass, when you can say thank you, right? They said, we pass on Eichlin Betova also, so that also includes that you could say thank you. Das arrived that you can only say thank you, but you can't give him any money. You can give him a tip. So the Ran holds you can give him a tip. Dover Muad, what we call Tigus Hanor. It's not even Mechsik Eschaira. It's a tip. You can give him a tip. But Chazanish Nira, the Pasach arrived that you can't. In other words, there can't be any exchange of money. Well, you can say thank you. There's enough community. You know, people make their fields pay.
You give something.
Not money.
That's your case.
No. That's schayra. That's bahavla. I don't quite understand.
Isn't there mishnah?
That's how you can't. That's it is a schayra.
Someone gives you an esrogi. That's please. You can't give him back a
lulav. A what? You're thinking of bahavla. There's something called bahavla, where you pay for the lulav ostensibly, but you're mavliya the demei esrog b'lulav. You're not beferish miyached money.
Is this the same
process
like you would have by ribbis?
What? No, ribbis it's also. Ribbis dvarim. It's different gedarim. Ribbis is ribbis. You're not allowed to give him anything more than he gave you. So even Ribis Devorim is also. And this is a question of Mechzi, that he wasn't really Mafka the field, or Mechzi, or Kischaira. Right? So Beisul Lamat there, Beisul.
Would this be Tolloy in whether or not you're allowed to pay back alone after Shvi's?
First of all, I'm not aware of any Shaila. It says Beferish. You can pay it back, and Ruach Chachamim Noichem Menu. You should pay it back. Chachamim are very pleased if you pay back alone after Shvius. He has to say it's okay. You don't have to give it to me, and you have to say Afal Pikein. But that's the extent of it. Ruach Chachamim Noichem Menu.
The Dvar Ratzeh.
Yeah. The Dvar Shmita. Kayol Tzibo. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chiluf Advarim. Rabbi Yehuda had a different girsa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Kulei Beishamai and Chumer Beisilel, right? Because Beisilel are the ones that say that Ein Eichlin Peiros Shvius Betova, so they're Machmir. Okay, now, in Idius, so here you have the Machlaikas, according to the Tanakhama, Beishamai and Machmirim, Ein Eichlin Peiros Shvius Betova, Beisilel. And we don't chiluf advarim. In Idius Perakei Halacha Aleph. Right. The girsa there is what I told you. In other words, it's Rabbi Yehuda that's Goyrus, that Beis Shammai is Lekula and Beis Hillel is Lechumra. But the way he says over Beis Hillel's Chumrah is in Eichlin Peiros Shvius Ella B'Toiva. That's the Giras and Idiots. That's what I told you before. That you have to eat at B'Toiva. It's a Xeris Chachamim that you shouldn't be Nisragel to eat someone else's thing without asking permission. So that's the Giras and Idiots. It's really just the word Ella is different. Here it's Ein Eichlin Ella B'Toyba. Okay, so that's the Gersa Midas. There's a Rishash. The Rishash says that the Rishash, we pass on like they said, oh, you can say thank you. So the Rishash says, here's a makar that even if someone does something of the mitzvah, so you can say thank you, and from there the minute came that you tell the Kohanim Yeshikayach. What? I don't know what a minute, I don't know if it comes from there. That's how the minute goes to Star Babe, that you do it. That even though they're doing it also, I'll share Kiddush Onu B'Mitzvos of the Tzidonu. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it so much. Only a few people say. In America, everybody rushes over to the Kohanim and says, Eshkayach Kayim, Eshkayach Kayim. But the Rishash points out that the source of the idea of saying Eshkayach when he was doing his obligation is our mission here in Shvius. Of B'toiva, that Eichlin Perishi is B'toiva. So you can say, yes, Eichlin, even though he's doing a mitzvah, he has to do it. Okay, the halacha is, halacha l'maisa is, you're allowed to ask Rishus, you're allowed to say thank you, you're allowed to be Machzik Toiva, you're allowed to say thank you, you're allowed to, yeah, Vav Kuf Chav Beis. Doesn't say. There's a downside to each one we see in the Gersa Nidius. That's why Beishamai, that's why Beis Hillel spoke out, Bein B'toyva, Bein Shalai B'toyva. This Taka, Rav Chaim ends up, he just brings down the Chazanish near the Pasuk Arayvet, no money. Okay. Okay, good. That's the halacha. Okay, let's go. Let's learn the Gemara now. So that was the Mishnah. Now we're going back to the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah talked about that they worked the fields on Shvius, and in the Reisha there was no Knas, and in the Sefer there was a Knas. Now we're going to learn the difference. We talked about it last week, but now we're going to see in the Gemara. Sodesh in Iskafts of Achulu. Tamon, and when you're learning Yerushalmi and you see the word Tamon, it means in Bovel. Tamon Omrin Bishanitlu Kotzeho. This Kavtsa means the Kotzim were taken away. Not Harisha, that's what the point is. And so it's a surface thing. It was Tlushim, and they took away the Kotzim that were Tlushim. The field is still not ready, Vizriya. You cleared the field from Kotzim. Rabbonon Dehoch, and then in the Sefer, we're going to see in a moment, when it says Netaiva in the Daira, so Netaiva means Harisha. And that's already a more Choshiva Malacha, and for that we cancel. But we're going to learn more specifically why. For Tamon Omrin, the Marafulda says, Bebobal Amri, Rabbonon Dehoch Sheberetz Israel, Dehoch, yeah, the Perish on the Skaf, Sainu Shagam Chorisha, Achashinit Lekoitzer. That's the Marafulda. Others learn it just means Harisha. I'm sorry, let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbanon Dehoch Amrin, the Rabbanon here in Eretz Yisrael say, Mishachorash. So the Maraful, the Rishas says, Chorash, Harisha, Rishona. Kedei Lohomis HaKotzim Shabbat. It's still called Niskavtsa. No one denies that Niskavtsa and that it comes from the word Kotzim. But it's the Harisha, the surface Harisha, which kills the Kotzim. We're going to see as the Gemara develops. Al daitayu drabonon dehocha ezehu hatiyuv. So what's hatiyuv? If the Reisha talked about Harisha and that's, you're not canceling, so why in the Sefer are you canceling? What's happening? What's the difference? Hocha kolo om ezehu hatiyuv kolo om choreshin pa'amachas v'hu choreshnei pa'am. In other words, okay. Chorish and Palmachas, that would be like the Reisha. So it's one time Chavisha. Who Chorish and Palm? Now we're going to see that the pshat in the one Chavisha is that it was actually mutter to do. We're going to see as the Gemara develops that in the Reisha they weren't Kones because it's mamish mutter to do. It was talking because the Gemara says v'cho kan. The Risha says v'cho kain. V'chi kan beretz Yisrael. V'cho I guess means here. V'cho kain. Is that how it is? You're saying in Eretz Yisrael they're okay with someone plowing once. I'm reading from the Rishas now. It's certainly also with the Araisa. Chavisha is also with the Araisa. It's an assay, but it's also the Araisa. So what is this one-time chavisha that we're not kones? He certainly did an iser. What is this all about? Omer Rav Yosef Rabun.
The cloak between Babel and Israel, and what the word means, or what the Messias is in a different place.
What the word and what the Mishnah means. What the the word certainly has to do with kotsim.
So the
what did they do?
The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael said in Babel that they also meant to do the chavisha.
Yeah, that's a machlekes. The Mishnah is the Mishnah. It's the same Mishnah. Right. So machlek is what the word in the Mishnah means, what Rebbe meant, what the Tana of the Mishnah meant. Omer Rav Yosef Rabun, I mean, that's at this point. Now we're going to see Omer Rav Yosef Rabun, Tamon, that's in Bovel. Now he's going to say, in Bovel, Ein Malchus Onesis. There was no Ones from the Malchus. Baram Hochon Eretz Yisrael, Hamalchus Onesis. In Eretz Yisrael, there was no Ones Malchus. I'm sorry, in Bavel. In Bavel, there was no Ones Malchus. So Harisha's Osir even once. And you would cancel by Harisha. What? We're explaining now why the in Bavel. Now we're saying Ataka depends on the place. In Bavel, they were coming from the perspective.
Shmita's not, I guess, in Bavel.
What?
Guys,
Bizman. The Risha says Bizman Shanishis Mishno Seinu, the Kansino Moor. We're talking about different Kufos, times. Different times.
Says the Rav is saying it's more focused in what the word means, and they just imported their personal experience into what the
Yeah, they means. Right. They transposed their experience. In other words, they were coming from the perspective that there's no Onis Malchus. So they're talking without Onis Malchus. So they explained the Mishnah without Onis Malchus. So it doesn't matter. So they explained the Mishnah that way. So we say there's really no Machlokas. So they explained the Mishnah that there's no Onis Malchus. So if there's no Onis Malchus, so then even one-time Chavisha, if there's no Onis Malchus, so one-time Chavisha is also Aser, and you cancel, even, we can explain what the difference one or two, and the Taiva, and Mamela and the Taiva means the Chavisha that's Aser. See, but there's still a difference in the meaning of the word. The Taiva certainly means it was plowed well. because that's what the word means. Because that's what we said when we learned the Mishnah. When there were two harishas, the one harisha was a surface harisha which just killed the kotzim, and the natai, and then the second, and the taiva means either one healthy harisha which did everything and made the field very lusviya, or it was the second harisha that did that. So again, so Tamon in Bodel, their experience was that there's no Eina Malchus Oneses, and therefore even one Harisha is Aser. Ram Hocha HaMalchus Oneses. So when one Harisha is Mutter, Ram Hocha HaMalchus Oneses, so one Harisha is Mutter, Niskavtsa is that it's May Mr. Kotzim, and it was enough to pay the mass. The Malchus Oneses means you had to pay a mass, like a sharecropper. You had to come up with a certain amount of tfu every year. So it was enough to be May Mr. Kotzim. Look at the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz, we're going to go with the Ritvaz. If you have the Ritvaz on the side. Kulam Khorshu Litol Hakoitsum Pamachas Al Kane Mutorum Lizorum at Soishvi is Bukhorish Day Pom, Bukhokan, Kehasugi Azoishayachik with a Kamapir. Okay, let's learn one more line. But Rishaina Kshaysa Malchus Ainezus Hor Rabbi Yechanan, Shiyu Khorish and Chavisha Rishaina. So look at the advice. Pirish, today l'shalim la'arnona hora lachrosh rak pamachus l'kavtsim and akotsim. The derech hu lachrosh tei pomim. Chavisha rishonu l'kavtsa, v'chavisha shniya k'day shetitz macharbe. V'hora Rav Yanai lachrosh pamachas l'kavtsa, v'lizroa k'day shetitz mach ma'at al ashir d'arnona hanot l'kach v'kach kurim l'shono. V'einenu solser l'madisu b'bavli b'masecha Sanhedrin. Machriz Rav Yanai Puku Vaziru Bishvias Mishum Arnona. The Hitir Zriya Gamkein. The Ilu Birushalmi Hitir Akharisha Rishaina. Ludvarenu Nicha. Because that's all the same thing. The Kharisha Rishaina takes away the kotzim, and you can plant a shvacha amount, very little will grow, and it's enough to placate the government. The Zeru Shakosav Aramam Zalapar Garl of Mishmita. The mutl is raya mak rakmar shetzrichem abdi hamelach b'levad u'mavur hu kan. What? The onus was to produce tvua on shvius. Yeah. That's why in Sanhedrin it says that they planted on shvius also with this onus. So again, so in Bavel, let's go over. So in Bavel, they was coming from a perspective of no onus malchus. So then any harisha is aser. And then, wait, so then niskavtsa means just to take away the kotzim. The taiva means you will chayrish it. So why do you have to say, what about a surface harisha? That's what's not clear. That's still not clear. The kapsa means you took away the kaitzim, the surface kaitzim. When you learn the Mishnah, the Mepharshim say that the ones that learn in the Reisha, the kapsa means take away the kaitzim. So there was only one harisha, which was a nataiva harisha. It did everything. It dug into the land. And really, the principle is still the same, that we're only kones when you do a malacha chashuva, or when you prepare the field for Zriya. When the malchus was oneses, then they were allowed to do the surface. Then the reisha pshat is it's mutter. That's why they weren't kones. It was mutter. They were allowed to do the surface chavisha. And the little Zriya that we're going to go with the Ritvaz, and the little Zriya that got them enough to placate the Malchus. So again, let's read over the Gemara. Tamon amrim mishanit lukaitzeho. That's what the Reisha means. Rabbonon dehoch amrim in Eretz Yisrael mishachorash. Al daltayo de Rabbonon dehoch is eyo a tiyuv. If it means chorash, so what's tiyuv? Kolom chorash and pa'amachas lukharish neipom. So the Reisha means the first Chavishan, the Seifa means the second Chavishan. The Chok came, why aren't we kindness him in the Reisha? What do you mean he's Chayrish once? That's also. Amar Rav Yosef Rabun, Tamon, where we imply that indeed even a one-time Chavisha will get you a Knas because Eina Malchus Onesis. Ram Hocha Hamalchus Onesis. They're forcing you. We're going to speak out in a second. Yeah, wait. So Rishonik Shayes Hamalchus Onesis, Hori Rav Yanai, Shuhu Chorish, Barishonik Shayes Hamalchus Onesis, Hori Rav Yanai, Shuhu Chorish, and Chavisha Rishaina. So again, how do you learn Tamon? Tamon was mentioned in this Mishnah Seinu. Where was the Mishnah? In Babel. Mishnah was Nishnas in Babel. What? The Mishnah was Nishnas in Eretz Yisrael. So Tamon was mentioned in this Mishnah Seinu. The Kansinon law, Eina Malchus Onesis. So then you have to say they were going from their perspective. They explained the Mishnah from their perspective. They explained the Mishnah
based on their situation,
so they explained the Mishnah as reflecting the din by them. What's still not clear to me is when there's no Oinus Malchus and you just do a surface Harisha, whether you would be kindness.
According to why is that not clear?
But why? So the Gemara sounds like you would be kindness. It's Osir. You did an Osir. Maybe it's not even Osir that Chavisha. If it didn't prepare the land for Zriya. What? If it didn't prepare the land for Zriya. But the Gemara says the Chalkan. That means the Gemara. The Gemara knows that even if you Chavish Nepom, the first Chavisha is Osir. Right? Even if it's just made Mr. Kotzer. Even if it doesn't prepare the field for Zriya. It's just made Mr. Kotzer.
Well, I thought
Harisha
by definition prepared
the field
for Zriya.
What? Not if it's not in the Skafza. The Skafza means it's just made Mr. Kotzer.
But that's not
good
Harisha, that's what you just made
Mr. Kotzer. In Bovel. In Eretz Israel, it did mean Harisha. And it meant the Harisha that's main is the Kotzer.
Because Israel, that Harisha was Mutter on Zonis.
Yeah, now I'm asking a question. If you did that Harisha, it was main She'ena Malchus Onesis.
It was also Harisha.
And they canceled you, even though it wasn't the Daiva.
Why isn't that the Daiva?
Because you just made a Harisha that's main is the Kotzer.
No, I.
Let's say you did that!
Yeah,
let's
say, I think it's
the taiva means the taiva. The definition of the taiva means you prepared the field for Zriya.
Well,
I'm saying that's what's not clear to me. When it's usur, what happens if you do in the kafta type chavisha? What? That we're going to learn. Let's see what the cross says. That we're going to learn now. Why was it mutter? No, the cross doesn't say. If you learn the Mishnah. See, look at the Barafold in the Mishnah. Nikavsos nitlu koitseha. But the time where he says shenechra shohetev. Yeah, there's the surface harisha. Same with Pnei Moshe. They all go from. Apparently, they weren't kindness unless you prepared the field for Zriya. Apparently, they weren't kindness unless you prepared the field for Zriya. Even if. Maybe they just didn't do it. It just doesn't make sense. Because maybe they only did. That. Maybe that fits in the best. When the Malchus forced them, so they did only a surface Harisha, enough to plant it in order to provide. A small yield. Oh. And if there was no Einus Malchus, Avada, they only did one Harisha.
So now we're not talking about the Harisha that
the Why'd you throw that in? We're talking about a Harisha on Shvius.
I know, but are we talking about the one
that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what your intention is. You're not allowed to be chayush a field on Shvius.
I keep saying so.
You're not allowed to. That's the knas. You're not allowed to even. You're not allowed to plant on Shvius. Not a knas. That's awesome. You're not allowed to plant the eighth year. That's the knas. Loi tizorah l'moshoy Shvius is the knas. When there was an oinus malchus, the Ritva speaks out for the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Bavli. They planted even on Shvius too. They were Chayrish and planted on Shvius. Enough to placate the Malchus.
That's Harisha
did on Shvius. There's no Knas. It was actually Mutter. That's the point.
That's Harisha was shown in Shvius. That's Harisha in a different
way. So. Do you have a question? Well, you have an answer. I don't know. Let me say it
clearly.
When there was an Einus Malchus, the people that the Amoraim or the Amoraim that were coming from the perspective of an Einus Malchus explained the Mishnah that the Reisha is talking about a Mutter Dika Harisha. A Mutter in the Skafsa means the surface Harisha that they did because of Einus Malchus. They had to produce a yield. And for some reason, which we'll see, they had to meet that yield. So they made a surface Harisha, which was only mainless to Kotzim. It was called Niskaftza. The reason there's no Knas in the Reisha, according to this, is because it's Mutter. It was Mutter to do. So they're not going to cancel, right? It's a whole different.
Even though it was a Russian B'diyat.
Yeah, it was Mutter to do. Not. So you'll say, why in the world was it Mutter to do? So the Ritvaz fills in a gap. He says, guess what? It was also Mutter to plant. And they did plant on Shvius. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin says. And that's how they got the yield. But for that amount of yield, they only had to do a plowing that took away the kotzim, and they were able to produce enough yield to placate the government. So according to those on the Roim, this kafza means the surface harisha. There's no knas because it's Mutter. The taiva means if you went ahead and that matzah, and you made a proper Harisha, so they canceled you.
So we're saying that.
And that makes very good sense, because if you're allowed to do a little Harisha, Chazal need to strengthen it to make sure you don't do a real Harisha.
Okay.
That's my question. Does that mean that the Torah is complete with the same quality of your Harisha once you're a big Harisha?
Certainly, if the only heter is the Xeris Malchus, you have to be Mitzamtzimit. Yeah.
Not just Harisha is Harisha.
Yeah. That's mamish, the din of the Mishnah. They canceled you if you did more.
Do I have to explain the miracle that was in the Taiva?
In the Mishnah? I don't know. I don't. It's.
Can't understand.
I mean, I didn't look up the Tosefta.
It seems like he's.
He's going to Skafsa's Nitlu Kaitseo. He's going to Znog Zeres Malchus.
Right.
And the Taiva means. And he says, Kol Oilam Chorshna Pombo Chavishvam. No, I have no explanation. You want to get a Tosefta? Let's learn properly. You want to get it? No, nitlu kaitzer means it's tolish. You take it away. Yeah, not wheat. It's tolish. Kaitzer ma tolish. Whoa.
Someone's already talking.
Okay. Do we have a Chaz Dei David here? Tosefta, we really should. Gimel Yud? Yeah, that's what it says.
The big one is.
Yeah, he just changes the gerson. From Chomesh Sheish to Kolohom Chorshin Pamachas Vukhorish Nepom. That means he's going to be Shas Gzeres Malchus.
The ratio. The first
there is no ratio.
First Marfil is going on.
No, he would talk about it. Where are we? Perek Halacha Beis. Okay, let me just read from the Zivayon. Hine lo mufarish el aldaus the rabbanon de hocha. What tiyuv means, the Gemara says. Avol amandu mufarish niskatso nitlu koitzeho lo mufarish mazen etayvu. It doesn't say mufarish in the Gemara, what's the taiva? But rishas kosab de lamandi omar zeh the taiva nechresha pa'amachas. Kach kosba mari kurkus kach mashum vidivir Rambam shom. Nitlu koyt seho, and a choyrish, the title's nechrisha. Abu beperish and mishnayis, perish that. I mean, I don't see. Pamachal doesn't have to mean a surface chavisha. I think Adrav, it's mustaver if they only did one chavisha, they did a proper chavisha. Abu beperish and mishnayis, perish that taiva, chorshu also heite, behovchu also heite. So he. For Haman also have a choice of Kiveger al Rav, that the Rav is Pirish Niskatsu Nitlu Koitsehon, and the Taiva Chorash Tepa Omen. That's the good old Rav in the Mishnah. The Rav tends to do that a lot. Called Mizakish Torah de Beitre. He says, the Rav in the Mishnah says Niskatsu is Nitlu Koitsim, and the Taiva is Chorash Tepa Omen. I don't think it's so fair. It means a proper chavisha, that's all. Okay. The way the Achreinim on Yashiv Kushes of Kiveger is that even the Man Diomin of Skavtsa Nitlu Koitse on the Taiva still means Chavishi Yaseira. Aha. The Skavtsa Nitlu Koitseho, so they were not Koines, even Shaloi Bishas Oines. Una Taiva Le'olam Loi Tizra Afilu Bishas Oines, because he was Chorish Teipom. The Chorash Pa'amachas totally. The Musha sign is Mutter. The Mlai Osir is Osir. No, I still say there's a Mashmolus in many Mefarshim that if you went ahead and only did the Skavtsa type Harisha, they weren't kind to you. Because you didn't really, it's not a Malach. Because that's. See, you look at Rashi Moed Kotten, we saw last week, it's not a Malach Chashuva.
Even
though. He's talking about Nitlu Kaitzim though, Rashi. He's not talking about a Harisha. Maybe Harisha, which is Osir, may always concentrate. Okay, Gnukshay. Even though the Gemara is a little shver, but that's the nature of Yishali. What are we going to do with this place, Seth? No? That the Mara Fulden takes.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's not onus. Harish Rishon is just as also as the Harish Rishon.
Exactly.
So it should be the same
thing. Theoretically. Yeah. But if you did a Harisha that only took away the Koitzim, it's possible that not. Lamarshal, according to Rashi in Moikotten, that says the reason for the no Knas is because it wasn't a Dover Choshev that you did in the field. It doesn't say. Well, it's not so clear because Rashi is going of Nitlu Kaitzel. But since Rashi attributes the lack of Knas to that you didn't really accomplish anything in the field, the Marafold is fascinating. Like, what in the world? What's this 5-6 times? And really, the girsa we have in the Tesefta, everybody plows 5, he plowed 6. Everybody plowed 6, he plowed 7. I mean, if you want to be miyashim the girsa, I guess you could say that it means everybody had to plow 5 times to meet the quota of the Malchus. And he just chapped the rein and did a little more.
But did it keep going? He quoted it as entered from Shammai Zokin. He took it like multiple stages. The Tosefta keep going?
5, 6, 6, 7.
That. You don't have Shammai Zokin on
it? It does, yeah.
Because so then it sounds like there were 2 stages in this thing. Shammai Zokin, he loyed the Shah Pnuya.
Let's go right
there. Is the Sefer talking about Onus?
No, it's not clear. You just assume so. You don't know what to make of this 5-6 business. So if you change the girsa to 1-2, then that's exactly what's going on with the onus.
It's a very strange girsa change.
Yeah. We need a chazdei. Oh, he has a chazdei dover. Oh. He has a chazdei dover. A roadmap. Please say, where is it again?
Gimel Vav.
There's the Chazdei Dover.
Gimel Vav.
Okay. So if you look in the Rambam, he has the Chazdei Dover, has a hope shot. Let's see. The Rambam says that the Gzeirus Malchus, the Rambam where's the Rambam? Perakam Alachila. The Rambam describes the Gzeirus Malchus that they made Klal Yisrael supply food for their armies. So the Chazdei Dover says, Yerushalmi is talking about a gezeira, like a sharecropper. They took a little. So you could plow once, get rid of the kotzim, and plant a little, and placate the Malchus. The Rambam, what? Right. The Rambam, he says, the Chazdei Dover suggests, describes that it provides food for the soldiers. So, he says, so there was a set amount. In other words, in the Gzeira of the Yerushalmi, let's say you had to give a tenth of what the field produced every year. So, here, depending on how many soldiers there were. So he says, Chamisha means how many rows in your field you plowed. So sometimes they plowed five, and sometimes they plowed whatever the tzarich was. And this guy always like did one more, figured no one was watching, so he always did one more. Okay, it still doesn't help us for the Maharal Fuldev to have quoted the Tosefta. That doesn't help. What? I can't answer. Shomer means if you have Paris, you're not mafkir then.
Right. He has to keep the Paris to give the Shomer.
Yeah, that's part of the Oinus Malchus. Whatever the heter to do that, so there was the heter to do that also. Okay, let's.
And the Derech Hamuna, he brings in all the possibilities about why they're Matzah Zriya. He says either it's Pekuch Nefesh.
Yeah, we're not up to that yet. We're going to be learning tomorrow. Let me go through the art scroll here. So the Pashas of Gemara is mashma that from the perspective of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about that there's Oinus Malchus. Right? And Mishum Kach, Mutu Lachrish Pa Machas, Veloi Pam Shnia. The Rosh and the Rosh, though, explain in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is going without Gzeres Malchus. Gives the Maram Akoimus that discuss that. That they seem, the Rosh and the Rash on the Mishnayos, they seem to explain the Mishnah without Gezeiros Malchus. And if you plowed once, they didn't cancel you. And if you plowed twice, they canceled you. Either because of Shana Bechet or because you made a proper Harisha the second time. No Gezeiros Malchus. Oh. In other words, if you learn Mishnayos, the Rash wrote a parish of Mishnayos. And the Rosh for the Parish of Mishnayos and Zra. So they ignore Gezeiros Oinus Malchus. And they explain the Mishnah with one Harisha, two Harishas, just like that. And they weren't. Then you can say the first Harisha just got rid of the Kaitzim, it's not Choshuv. They didn't cancel you. The second Harisha was Choshuv, so they canceled you. So Artsville asks, so what they do, but what they do with the Yerushalmi? Like, how do you ignore the Yerushalmi? He says that they probably have the Girsas Agra. Oh, if you look in the Gra, you have the Gra? Says, look at the Gra. The Gra had a whole. After the Gemara answered that Eretz Yisrael. Wait, that in Eretz Yisrael, the Skaf says the Chavisha Rishayna, and the Taiv is the Chavisha Shnia. Right? So what do we have next? We have the Chokain. No, let's go. This is how the girls garrison the Gemara. Tamon Amrin B'shenit Lukoy Tseha. Rabbon and Dehochan Amrin B'shecharash. Right? Al Dataya the Rabbon and Dehoch Ezeo Atiyuv Kolom Choshim Pa'amakas V'chorash Shnei Po'am. Okay, that's what we're up to. Now look, if you have a Bir Agra, on the first line, Hochi Garcinon, and the Bir Agra is on the bottom, Bir Agra Ksav Yad Aleph. So it's the Agra has a Gerson. Tamon Tzninon, a whole new Gemara. Tamon Tzninon, it says a Mishnah Sanhedrin, Misharabu Hu Anosin, the people that made the Yidden pay money, taxes, for your coronoys and soichri shvias. Right? What's that? The Petchila, the Mishnah says, if you were choshed ala shvias, you were called oisei shvias. If you did schoira, if you planted, misharabu anosim, So then the oisvim were ksheirim, and only the soichrim were psul. Okay.
Osan
means people that were apostle Eidus. The people that were apostle Eidus were only the Seichre Shvius. Because the Malchus was forcing you to plant. So that means in the time of the Mishnah there was an Einus Malchus. Right? Going on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Ka Amrit Cain. Pirish the Hosam Mashmat Al Kulponim B'di Eved Mutalus Roya B'Motsoy Shvius. Okay, the whole explanation of the gross gears, the Pasha Shulchan gives the explanation for the gross. Okay, we're not learning really on that level. According to, because the Pasha Shulchan understands the gross. If you could chatchila b'chayish pa'amachas because of the anos and b'zareya. So, it's not mustaber they would be kindness if you plow it a second time. Not much the opposite of your story. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Bun, Kan ein ha-malchus oineses. The Mishnah is talking about that our Mishnah is talking about that there's no oines malchus. So it's also lakresh even one time. So therefore they canceled you if you did it twice. But in Sanhedrin, Hamalchus Oinesis. In other words, the Gra holds that there's a kasha. In Sanhedrin, it's Mavur, you could plant and Mizarea for Oinus Malchus. So it's not Mistavra that they would cancel you for plowing a second time. And the Gemara answers from Rabbi Yosi Brabun that here we're talking our Mishnah, there's no Oinus Malchus. So there's a difference between one plowing and two plowings. In Sanhedrin, there was an Oinus Malchus. The figures of Zoo, what?
There's a difference
with the Oinus Malchus. No, in Sanhedrin, there's Oinus Malchus. So you're allowed to plow and plant.
Right. Then there's a bigger difference between one and two.
No, so that's what the Groh, that's what the Pasar Shulchan learns in the Groh. That they would not kindness you by two if you're allowed to plow one.
Just
one extra. The Figir Sazu of the Groh, before Ish B'Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, in other words, Shemishno Seinu Eina Medaberes Bisman Shamalchus Oneses. Lavo de Sasodus Beshvias. Well, the Figir Leikonsu, Babel Begain Lo Konsu Al Chavisha Rishoina. El al Shnia. So that's the Rosh and the Rash. So I wonder if that helps us in the Marav. Fulda doesn't have the gross Gerson. So according to the Gra, our Gemara brings down a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, asks a Stira, and gives a Teretz.
Creative. But then, what he says here, the Tzman Enamalchus Onesis, the Mishnah here,
because
he's explaining the Mishnah here is where there's no Onus Malchus. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan and Eretz Yisrael said that the Mishnah means Chorish, but they weren't.
And they were Mechalik between one and two.
And there was no Knas for one, but right. Then it was B'dievet. It wasn't a Knas, but it was also.
Right, it was also.
And then if it's a nice, that the Mishnah is Lashon B'dievet.
And that's how the Rosh and the Rash learn. Okay, what's La Halacha? We don't know. No Tov Sos La Halacha here. We'll see why it was Mutter. That's the Hetta Mechira. Comes from there. Because the Turks took away the field if you didn't plant. I have to go, I'm sorry. There's no Shvius here next week, I'm afraid. I will be very far away. I'm not making an audio or video. I'll be away next week. We'll worry about the future. Right now, I'll be away next week. What? Yes, I have a chasson, a family wedding. A family wedding, and it turns out that they're honoring Meir Zlatowicz at a dinner. So I get to go to that dinner too. Ari, I need a favor from you. Yeah, do you know what goes up over there? I'll make a pile. Wait, do you have a car here? Can you take it? Wait, let me make a pile. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I would eat it, but people are watching.
Huh?
This goes up by me. Okay. I don't know how I can take it off the boat, but I will try. No, I gave it away to someone. I don't know. It's not turning off.
Okay. Wait,